Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. All praise be to Allah, the most merciful and the most glorious. Blessings of Allah be upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family and followers. During Dawud alayhi salam's time, a widow lived with her children, and her livelihood is through selling of knitted clothes and apparel. Once she was walking to the market for selling her clothes, a bird plucked all her knitted clothes and goods and it flew. She had some money and she was spending it for her children, and the money had gone. So she felt distraught and she went to Dawud alayhi salam and she was asking whether Allah is just or unjust towards her. At that time, a man came. He gave a bag full of money and he was asking Dawud alayhi salam to give the bag full of money to people who are in need. Dawud alayhi salam asked the story about the bag, and the man was telling, "We are sailors. We travel from a far land. During our voyage, our ship had broken, so we needed some cloth to repair our ship. At that moment, a bird dropped this clothing, and the man showed the clothing which was taken from that lady, and we fixed our ship. And at that time, we had a niyyah to donate all our wealth which is in ship if we are successfully making to shore. So we are here," said that man. And Dawud al-Islam gave the wealth to that lady and he told, "Allah always planned the best for us, and we do not know, or we don't have any knowledge about Allah's plan. So we always have to trust Allah's plan and have tawakkul towards Allah." Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi once said, "If a man sees how Allah fixes and plans a man's affairs, his heart and his whole body will melt through the love of Allah. On seeing how Allah is planning everything, if a man sees, his heart will melt out through the love of Allah. That much love Allah is showing to every human being. Allah is Al-Wadud, the most loving." So we have to understand Al-Wadud's attribute so we can increase our tawakkul and iman. May Allah help us to understand his plan, and may Allah help us to increase our tawakkul in our hearts. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.